home in Military Supply.
It's still all about the floods in Vermont and New Jersey as the rest of the coastal areas dig out of some of the mess left behind from Tropical Storm Irene. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, getting ready for a Labor Day weekend. You believe it already? Here we are, end of the summer. Where did it go? And what a wild 6 months this has been weather-wise, really, at the start of 2011 with the problems with all of the snow and the emergencies in New York and in other parts of the country. Then you swing into the tornadoes, Alabama, Missouri, just really a tough year for us in America, hasn't it been? The fires in the West. And FEMA, not surprisingly, really has no money left to push toward what's now happened as a result of the tropical storm, right? So ultimately we know, and I've already talked about this, that there's going to be the tug of war and grandstanding and all of that coming up after Labor Day. I mean, that's going to be one of the first things that's going to happen because all the focus will be there, so it'll be a major distraction. Instead of, okay, we got to pay for this, we're figuring out how to pay for this, boom, 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 here's what we're doing, it won't be that. It'll be, where are we slashing? Who's paying, you know, who's paying for this out of what? And it'll be nasty. I think it's going to be a nasty battle for at least a week or two. Then you still, of course, have the whole super committee thing and whether or not the automatic trigger is going to go off after the holidays, after really Thanksgiving and heading into to Christmas. So we know the focus on the Hill will be lost. And then, of course, then we're into 2012 and it's all about re-election and in a presidential year that is huge. Coming up, a quick programming note. Of course, we have the anniversary of 9/11. We will be on the air then, talking to lots of different people, some who lost children as a result of 9/11, and just a where were you kind of thing as well and reaction to that. They're already really ramping up as much security as possible in Washington, D.C., and certainly in New York City. The FBI is concerned about the anniversary, saying that there's been some heavy hits lately as far as the potential of an attack. Oof. And some of the leading experts are convinced that if there was going to be time for it to happen, it would happen on that particular day. Goodness gracious, let's hope not. Let's hope that that's not going to be the day. But I won't even go there. So let's go back to the water right here at the top and what's being done to help the people, especially in Vermont. Helicopters dropping food, dropping supplies, trying to rescue people. It's really that bad because so many of the rivers that we talked about have overflown. You've got to remember in the mountains there and in the low-lying areas, what do you think is going to happen with those rivers? You guessed it. It's pretty easy to figure it out. And so they're small towns, but they're towns with 1,000 people, 800 people, you know, 500,000 people. And they're not all puny towns. And it's been rough. They've really bore the brunt of that tropical storm. So has New Jersey. Northern New Jersey has had a lot of problems too with people who decide they're going to risk it, go to cars, get caught in flash floods, that kind of thing. Janet Napolitano, whose job description certainly encompasses some of this because that's homeland security and, you know, where are we going with rescue efforts and whatnot, had this to say in the aftermath.
We know that in Virginia, as in many of the other states affected, it turned out that this was not so much a coastal event as an inland event. It was not so much a wind event from a hurricane as a flooding event.
FEMA will be able to pay for every survivor's individual assistance and all projects that are already underway from the older disasters that we had, such as the flooding and tornadoes in the Midwest and the South this spring, to Irene.
All right, so cleaning that up, figuring out what to do, putting the agencies to work, and then ultimately, as I said, the cash crunch begins and the whole budget thing starts over again, because September, end of September, that's the end of the budget. But, of course, you never have a budget, right? We just have a Band-Aid. In the United States, there is no budget. It's a Band-Aid. And then you have the people who are the elected politicians who want to lecture us on the fact that we need to tighten our belts and we need to help and we need to come together as Americans or whatever. It makes me laugh out loud when I hear that. Well, really, the politicians need to come together and figure out a way to deal with the mess that they created. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, speaking of going off, we're going to let you hear what Roger Madden had to say about Rick Perry, actually defending Rick Perry and talking about an analogy of Rick Perry's politics and some of the things that he's thrown out there and how it's being attacked and what he stands for versus some others in government. Also, we're going to let you hear a snippet of Jon Stewart really poking fun at Ron Paul. You know, the brilliance of politics is that the rest of us can all sit back and laugh. And for comedians, it's a heyday with any politician. I mean, anyone, nothing is really out of bounds. And there was an interesting moment a couple of weeks ago on Stewart's Daily Show. I don't know if you've ever seen that. And on the show, he's an equal opportunity poker. So in other words, it doesn't matter, Republican, Democrat, like I said, anything is fair game. Fair game is taking aim at jobs, and jobs is going to be one of the major themes of 2012. Whoever the Republican ultimately is that's going to run against Obama, that's going to be their task, and obviously the president knows that because they're gearing up the whole thing for the speech next week. And in his speech, supposedly the president is going to talk about lifting growth and hiring. It could add up to 1 million new U.S. jobs, and that we need to take steps, and, you know, we could add 500,000 to 1 million. So then they also came back on that. First it was 1 million, then it's 500,000. And what do you think those jobs are going to be? Not everybody agrees with me. Some people, I've gotten notes to this effect, some people agree that the stimulus jobs did work. And to that I say, maybe I'm missing something. They were temporary at best. In some cases, a lot of them haven't even been implemented because that's the way that the money was parceled out. You wouldn't see some of that kick in until 2012. And a lot of them were shovel jobs. We keep hearing about shovel jobs. Well, not everybody wants a shovel job. And they're not always, I mean, they're temporary jobs at best. So what's the new frontier on the job front? How much you want to bet? I'm thinking, is it going to be green jobs? What do you think? Well, now construction jobs, like I said, that's a layup because of some of the rebuilding that has to happen in the Northeast. I don't know. Where are those jobs? Where are they? They're overseas. That's right. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Alan Olson with Midas Resources, senior gold and silver broker since 1978. Over the last 3,000 years, gold has been a storehouse of wealth and has survived nearly 500 paper fiat currencies. Since the 1970s, the fiat U.S. paper dollar has lost over 90% of its purchasing power and is decreasing every day. With the U.S. government that is bent on reckless spending, gold and silver are your only safe havens of protection for your hard-earned paper dollars. Please contact me, Alan Olson, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 127, with your questions or purchases. Let's work together to preserve your assets. 1-800-686-2237, extension 127. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 127.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right. Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS. Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
About the UN and some dues. Wait till you hear this story. If you were thinking of flicking off this radio station, don't do it, because you're going to want to hear what's going on with this House bill by a Florida congressman who is hoping that the UN will have to pay some dues. And what does that mean? In a second. We're going to get there in just a second. But before we do, you know, we've been talking about politics, obviously, for a long time here on America Tonight, and the frustrations have bubbled over from the very, very beginning. Republican, Democrat, frustrations with who's in charge and what's going on in the Hill and all that stuff, right? The president's approval rating now at 38%, according to those rolling averages from Gallup. The drop is continuing. His disapproval rating, 55%. So the average approval rating, August 22nd to 28, bear with me on these numbers, hit 40%, tying the low set in each of the two previous weeks. So people aren't feeling real good overall about the president, but it depends on the groups that you're talking about. What's interesting, and I think I mentioned this, is people that were supportive of the president are now not as supportive. because his approval rating slid down in several groups that have backed him a ton in the past and helped him get elected. Rather, the Hispanics, the post-college graduates, 18 to 29-year-olds, and people who have low income. So the frustration is spilling over to what you would call the, it's like when you have a client base and you know they're there, the loyal followers are starting to fall by the wayside. So if the Republicans get their act together, maybe there's more of an opening than I originally thought. I mean, if the election were held tomorrow, would this incumbent president wake up the next day and find that he's still president, or would somebody else be president? Would somebody else get that gig? It's an interesting, I think, question to talk about, because there is a big backlash from the main core of people, from at least a chunk of them, that wanted to see Obama get the presidency in the first place. Roger Madden had something to say about politics and the politics of bringing up God when it comes to Rick Perry and some of the things that he's talked about. Take a listen.
The problem with the vast majority of opinions is that they are not owned by the people that express them. This is Roger Madden, and this is what I think. An opinion that is owned is one which is arrived at through thought and study. That is why I am far more willing to read the socialist rantings of the likes of, say, Paul Krugman, professor of economics at Princeton University and Nobel Prize winner, notwithstanding I find that I am in constant disagreement with him. On the other hand, what about the opinion of most people that global warming is caused by humans, otherwise known as anthropomorphic global warming? Since there is not a scintilla of evidence supporting this opinion, I am as willing to listen to or read such drivel as I would be willing to listen to a five-year-old explain Einstein's theory of relativity. There are some people, usually secular, who have criticized, for example, Governor Rick Perry, Republican candidate for president, for believing that the universe was created by God. But there's a tremendous difference between believing in anthropomorphic global warming and creationism. Anthropomorphic global warming is a political opinion advocated by socialists who want greater government control over the world's productive capacity. Creationism, on the other hand, is a religious opinion which has no such political agenda. As controversial as Governor Perry's opinion is about God creating the universe, he's entitled to it because he owns it. But for those who have the unsupported opinion that global warming is anthropomorphic, the only thing that they are entitled to is the right of freedom of speech. Further, I'll go with the guy who believes that God created the universe rather than the guy who doesn't support Israel. This is Roger Madden, and that's what I think.
All right, thanks, Roger. We move from the politics of opinions to a different kind of opinion. This kind of rankled a few people at the UN. There's a key congresswoman. You might have seen her on the tube a few times, the Florida congresswoman, Ileana Ross-Lehtinen, who is the chairman or chairwoman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. And she's once a measure that she's introduced into the House that would make dues voluntary in a push to pressure the UN to change some of the things that they do, the way they operate. It would shift policy, you know, big time, because it would make it U.S. policy to shift the UN's regular budget to a voluntary basis, and then that would allow the U.S. and other member states, basically, to choose what they fund at the UN instead of, you know, a free-for-all basket. No. We're going to make choices here. Already there are 57 co-sponsors, but I think that in the Senate it goes up in flames. And certainly from the White House it would. I can't imagine the Obama administration would even step into this one. But I like what she has to say. You know, the UN has a mandatory dues-paying process, but it's paid by member states. So the specialized things at the UN, like peacekeeping, remember we just did a show from the UN in June, the peacekeeping ops, UNICEF, the UN High Commission for Refugees, all that stuff is funded in a different way through voluntary contributions. So she wants to turn, the congresswoman wants to turn the whole system that way. So then that whole idea of an agenda that gets hijacked by certain regimes while going after the U.S. and Israel and other free countries, that would, you would think that that would ice that. Because, look, America's been the biggest contributor to the U.N. budget ever since it was founded in 45. 22% of the regular U.N. budget and more than 27% of the peacekeeping budget. Did you know that the U.S. paid $6.4 billion out of the U.N.'s $22.3 billion budget? So that's double what it was 10 years ago. Under this bill, the UN would have 2 years to phase in funding reform before the U.S. is required to withhold funds, money. So after 2 years, the U.S. would withhold half of its contributions to the UN regular budget if it's less than 80% of it or if it's funded on a voluntary basis. And bravo for her for bringing this up, even if she's catching a lot of flack for it. She has some really good points. There are things that the UN does that have gotten lost in everything because of some of the corruption and things that happened in the past under previous people that were running the show, so to speak. But there are a lot of you out there, I know, shaking your heads that think the UN is just a money sucker and shouldn't exist. So if they tweak that even higher and there's more of a say, then I think it's much better than what's going on now at the United Nations. And bravo, we'll see. We'll see what happens as it makes its way through the House. Probably a yes, but like I said, you look at the numbers and in the Senate, I don't think that it would pass the litmus test. But do you like that idea? So the UN funding, it would make, the House bill would make UN funding voluntary. Ooh, there's a lot of people that would not like changing the way they do business there. I'd have to believe that. And how about this? The and we've talked about this, I guess, a little bit, but the acting ATF director got a new job with this whole gun scandal thing, and there's no way that he could have stayed in the position that he was in the first place. So Kenneth Nelson was reassigned to the Justice Department, in a lower capacity in the Justice Department, and the U.S. Attorney for Arizona was also pushed out, all fallout from Operation Fast and Furious, and they're not done yet. Neither are we.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chaga Max capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Already 2011 is a record-breaking year for disasters. Are you prepared? Your family is your most precious asset. Could you feed them in case of emergency, food shortage, or job loss? At eFoods, we offer delicious ready-made meals. Cheesy chicken and rice casserole, beef stroganoff, chili with dumplings, with the longest storable shelf life and easily prepared in minutes by simply adding to boiling water. Get your 6 free meals by just paying a small shipping fee. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoods. Foodsdirect.com/Alex. Stored in sturdy containers to grab and go in an emergency. Emergency food at guaranteed lowest prices. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsdirect.com/Alex. Order your 6 free meals now and get free shipping on all other orders. Hearty, affordable food. Try it for flavor. Buy it for life. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get your 6 free meals shipped today.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams, but I could hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street. Now did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone away, but I can see the fire still alight.
All right, so welcome back to America Tonight. I hope you have some great plans coming up on this Labor Day, even if you're just sitting around and watching a bunch of movies, just chillaxing, a.k.a. relaxing. Somebody said to me, what does chillaxing mean? And really, chillaxing is now an old word, but you're just kicking back. You're not doing anything. You don't have to pick up the phone, answer a bunch of questions, answer the door. You're just resting, drawing the shades where people go by and they think, wow, they must be away. Why is that house so dark? They must be away or they don't want to deal with anyone. Michael Vick for a long time really didn't want to deal with anybody. And now his life has done a complete 180. You think of him in prison trying to keep himself in shape for dog fighting, and he spent a chunk of time in prison. I want to say it was 15 months. He gets out of prison, and it's a question of, ooh, who could he play for, and will he be forgiven, and the whole PR nightmare that ensued around Michael Vick. I guarantee he wanted to draw the blind. Certainly before he went to jail, he wanted to do that. Now he signed a 100 million-dollar deal with the Philadelphia Eagles. Oh, how times have changed. Donovan McNabb becomes that journeyman quarterback in the twilight of his years. He's with Minnesota. And Michael Vick, of course, is the guy. He's the one at the line. He's the signal caller, if you will. And now he's being paid a king's ransom. But he says, you know, it's not really about the money. Take a listen.
Aside from the money, it's not even about that. It's about, you know, the changes that's been made in my life. You know, kids have an opportunity to see that. You should never count yourself out. But at the same time, don't put yourself in a position where you got it.
All right, so he got that second chance, but I think it's a rare second chance because of the fact that he was so deep into those two different dogfighting circles. Matt, are you surprised that Michael Vick has come full circle this far around to the point where he's gotten a contract for $100 million or he's getting one?
I heard other people talking about this today, and I'd agree that it's probably the biggest just personal comeback ever in sports. Because this guy was in prison, he was down and out, and everyone had a negative opinion of him. And now it's almost like he became did a complete 180, and also his playing. I think he's even better than he was before when he went in prison, too.
Yeah, I agree with that. I used to think, I wonder if he even reads the playbook when he was in Atlanta. It seemed to me like he had this great arm, but he was on a different page from half of his receivers. And he is absolutely playing better. And probably the reason why is because he had to prove himself. So he bottoms out where he's the man, he's got the money, he's got the posse around him, and then all that stuff happens. He shockingly goes to prison because I don't think he believed that he was going to go to prison, and he did. Comes out of prison, lands a gig, gets a gig, works his way through the system in Philadelphia. Now, boom, he gets this contract. Really, it may be one of the biggest comeback stories of all time in sports, certainly from something that he went through, something like what he went through, to come all the way back as far as he has. I think it shows, though, that we're a forgiving nation. Because trust me, I was one of the people leading the van, the charge, calling for Michael Vick to have to pay the price in some way for ultimately what he did. But you know, if he wasn't Michael Vick, would he have done the kind of time he did for the whole dog fighting thing? You have to ask yourself that. In a very twisted way, he has put a face on the whole dog fighting, abuse of dogs, animal kind of thing, just by the nature of his position that he's so well known. But I don't really believe completely for a second that it's not about the money. He has got to have some real satisfaction for the kind of deal that he got. He has to be feeling that way. I can't imagine that it hasn't pumped a little new life into him. I'm going to say that it has. So speaking of sports and speaking of football, don't forget, coming up in just a matter of weeks, we're going to be into Nail the Score. Do you believe it? Nail the Score already? And that means you randomly pick the score of whatever game it is that our computer picks as the game of the week. If you nail the score, ask Chris in Connecticut. You win the prizes. Yay! You could take your family out maybe for dinner. You could take your friend out. And you also win a slew of other things. I think the biggest thing is it's not so much about the prizes. It's the whole bragging rights thing, because it's such an elusive deal. It seems like it would be so easy, doesn't it? You have a contest. Here we go. We got the Jets playing the Patriots. Who do you think is going to win, and what do you think the final score is going to be? But so often, the scores that seem obvious are not the scores that come up. And then the few times they do, somebody chooses the wrong team. All right, choosing the wrong side. The NCAA comes down hard on one big football program, and that would be Miami. What they did is they ruled on the eligibility of eight players, including the scandal or implicated in the scandal is Nevin Shapiro, at least one. So you've got all eight missing 1 to 6 games for accepting benefits. They accepted benefits, and you cannot do that. Ooh, you cannot do that. So the Canes are going to be short-handed, and they've got an opener on Monday, Labor Day, against Maryland. And it's an ACC game, so good luck with that. They're not going to reinstate those players, and they have said that are on the list. So they're not going to reinstate them. They're just going to have to hang, they're going to have to hang where they are now, where the chips fell. 1, 2, 3, all different amounts of time that'll be sucked out of their playing time, whether it's a week or whether it's a little bit longer than that. But, boy, that messes up the team, doesn't it? Ooh. I mean, it has to mess up that team. National championship? I'm not so sure about that. I don't think so. You know, as much as they tell them over and over again, don't take this, don't do that, don't do this, it just is too tempting, I think, for some of them. So Al Golden is going to have to figure out exactly what he's going to do. And it's funny, after the whole thing, he released what they call a depth chart for the Maryland game shortly after Tuesday's announcement. I mean, it's got to be major sanctions even coming their way. Ugh. So awful for the rest of those guys on those teams, or teams where they take championships away. Ooh. You know, taking out the heart and soul of some of these teams is one thing, and then taking away titles, though, that is tough for all those people that killed themselves to get wherever that was, whatever final or wherever it was they were going. In the case of college football, of course, we would be talking about a national championship. And when that happens, you know, the rest of the people, I think, on the team or that were on the team, they know what they circumvented. They know what they're guilty of. And I say this, too, not to be cynical, but what do you think is going on there? What do you think is happening there? And when it comes to the coaching staff, are they just completely turning a blind eye and not watching what's happening so much behind the scenes? It's just, hey, you're off, you're doing your thing, then you're in practice. Then you're in practice again. And a lot of times they're practicing 2 or 3 times a day. So that does have to be rough. All right, we got a follow-up here that I want to squeeze in. And it's about the story I told you about in our previous show about a dad. And you look at his photograph, he looks like any other nice guy you would meet on Match.com. So he threw his 7-year-old son, member, off the boat. And it was in Newport Harbor when that happened, 35-year-old Sloan Briles. And he's been charged with felony child endangerment and resisting arrest. The Orange County Police released those details, and he was released Monday in lieu of a $100,000 bond. The scoop on this guy is this. He's divorced. He was on a tour boat with his 2 sons, who were 6 and 7, when he got into an argument with his girlfriend. And that's what led to the kid getting upset and then ultimately him tossing his son into the water and people coming to his aid, so frankly. And what kind of a chance do they have in court on these charges of sticking it to him? I think they're going to have a tough time with that. I do. Do I think he'll do some jail time? Yes, but I think they're going to have a tough time, a real tough time. You might disagree. Certainly you can throw in your 2 cents. Hang with us as we're heading to the exits. John Stewart with the funny stuff next.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
We're turning our attention to politics here. Some of the funny stuff when you look at the politicians and the things that's easy to poke fun at. Romney is, by the way, adding, because if you look at his agenda, he's adding a lot of Tea Party events now because his numbers are falling. He's seen what's happened with Rick Perry, who is a Tea Party darling. So now he's picking up on that scent, on that trail. It's interesting, Romney, strangely, has now had to traverse some interesting terrain on the national scene because of Perry. He wasn't as concerned, he wasn't blowing off the Tea Party, but he wasn't as concerned, I think, until he saw what was happening with the Texas governor, because the Texas governor is now the front runner for the GOP nomination, according to the last CNN ORC International poll. So clearly, one of the things that Perry is doing is, you know, it's just like what happened with him earlier in the week. He talked to the Veterans of Foreign Wars Convention in San Antonio, and one of the things he said was, here's just a quick quote, "We cannot concede the moral authority of our nation to multilateral debating societies," right? And that was a reference to Obama's effort to win the UN Security Council support for the action against Gaddafi in Libya, which is something that is, I think, I always thought was going to come back to bite Obama. And so he's highlighting that and saying, look, when our interests are threatened, American soldiers should definitely be there. They should be led by American commanders. Boom. And now you have Mitt Romney, who picked up on that, realizing that this is giving him a real boost. And he just blasted the president before the very same audience, saying, we have a president who's so eager to address the world with an apology on his lips and doubt in his heart. It was what Romney said. And he said he seems truly confused, not only about America's past, but about the future. Now, Obama skipped the convention, but he did go and address the American Legion National Convention in Minneapolis, and he avoided any reference to what the Republican challengers are saying. He just kind of left that alone. All right, speaking of challengers, Ron Paul is still in the mix for the GOP ticket, the road to the presidency. And that's not lost on the writers of The Daily Show. Here's a snippet of Stewart on Ron Paul.
So now with Pelosi dropping out, Rick Perry dropping in, and Michelle Bachmann and Ron Paul dominating the Ames straw poll, we got ourselves a race.
We have a top tier. It is Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, and Michelle Bachmann.
We have a new top tier, and it's Perry, Mitt Romney, and Bachmann.
There's now a top tier in this race, at least for now, of Romney, Perry, and Bachmann.
I mean, I think that's fair to say.
Really fair to say? You're not forgetting, I don't know, anyone, say, an ideologically consistent 12-term congressman who came within less than 200 votes of winning the straw poll? Isn't anyone going to give that gentleman a little love?
There's a top tier now of Bachmann and Perry and Romney. And, you know, we haven't mentioned, and we should.
Thank you.
We haven't mentioned, and we should, Rick Santorum, who did really surprisingly well for the amount of money and resources he had.
Rick Santorum, he didn't get half of what Ron Paul got. He lost to the guy who lost so bad he dropped out of the race. Santorum?
We're looking at Mitt Romney, who continues to be the front runner, but we have Rick Perry as well, and now Michelle Bachmann. Let's not count out John Huntsman, though.
What? John Huntsman? Huntsman got 69 votes. If all of John Huntsman's supporters met at the same Ames, Iowa Quiznos, the fire marshal would say, yeah, that's fine, no problem. There's still some tables open in the back. Huntsman was the only Mormon running in the straw poll, and he came in second amongst Mormons. And by the way, this pretending Ron Paul doesn't exist for some reason has been going on for weeks.
A new Gallup survey showing Rick Perry running second to Mitt Romney, knocking down Iowa favorite Michelle Bachmann to fourth.
Behind who? Fourth behind who? How did libertarian Ron Paul become the 13th floor in a hotel? Why? What's wrong with... He is Tea Party patient zero. All that small government grassroots business, he planted that grass. These other folks, they're just moral majorities in a tri-cornered hat. Ron Paul's the real deal, and Fox News should love this guy. But watch the disconnect between the debate moderators at Fox's Thursday debate and the debate audience.
Iran does not have an air force that can come here, just like we did in Iraq, build up the war propaganda. There was no al-Qaeda in Iraq, and they had nuclear weapons, and we had to go in. I'm sure you supported that war as well.
Okay.
It's time we quit this. It's time. It's trillions of dollars we're spending on these wars.
What's with the smirk and the eye roll? The guy hears that the crowd goes nuts and you do one of these.
There goes crazy Uncle Ron, babbling about the unsustainability of multiple wars.
He's the one guy in the field, agree with him or don't agree with him, who doesn't go out of his way to regurgitate talking points or change what he believes to fit the audience he's in front of. And you're treating him like if this were Celebrity Apprentice, he'd be this guy.
By the way, at the Ames, Iowa straw poll, Busey beat Huntsman 77-69. And even when the media does remember Ron Paul, it's only to reassure themselves how there's no need to remember Ron Paul.
Right now, live, right next to the bus behind us, Ron Paul is speaking. And seven of the candidates are here today. We have live pictures of Ron Paul, but you know what? We're talking about Sarah Palin, and we're talking about Rick Perry, the two people not in the race yet, Drew.
And guess what, Paul? If you get video of Sarah Palin or get a soundbite from her, bring that back to us. You can hold the Ron Paul stuff.
Right? Right? I mean, that guy, right? Right? We'll be right back.
Yeah, you gotta love that. He was so on target there. And we've said that. We've talked about Ron Paul a lot on the show and what he had to say before Iowa and that New Hampshire so-called debate, if you go all the way back to June, and when he was talking about the wars, and he was talking about pulling out all that foreign aid and how it's crippling us financially. And he's absolutely right. He never changes his stance to fit whatever the audience is more geared to. He's never done that in all the years that he's been a congressman from Texas. He even in running before for president. You know, it's interesting. He talked about the one of the things that Paul was big on was the just pull out all the aid and why are we there in the first place. And this AP story broke that they say as much as $60 billion in our money has been lost to waste and fraud in Iraq and Afghanistan this past 10 years because, shockingly, can you believe it, we didn't have very good oversight. Really? Lax oversight of, this is what they're pinning it on, of contractors, poor planning, and corruption, you don't say. And this was an independent panel looking into this. In the final report to Congress, the Commission on Wartime Contracting says the figure might even grow, because of reconstruction projects and some of the schools and clinics and barracks and roads and all that kind of stuff. So, of course, this is so typical, isn't it? How could you have avoided this? Better planning. Better oversight. Why do we continue to make the same mistakes, whether it's on the Hill or whether it's taking the money and putting it toward Iraq, Afghanistan, and wherever it is that we are next? I mean, this is a government of regulations. We can't even regulate the money and where it's going and have attachments to it. Please, somebody. We need somebody with some common sense, right?